From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Helicopters are flying in aid to Haiti, where millions of people lost their homes in Tuesday's earthquake. The White House says the airport in the capital, Port-au-Prince, has been secured, but because the site's overcrowded, only aid flights are being allowed in for now. The death toll from this week's 7.0 quake is expected to be in the tens of thousands. In the U.S., families are anxiously waiting for word on the fate of their loved ones in Haiti. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports one California family is breathing a little easier today.
Starry Dawn Sprenkel, a 28-year-old doctoral candidate at the University of California, Davis, was working in Haiti and living with her physician husband, Erlans Hippolyte, and their toddler daughter. Her parents hadn't heard from her since the quake and feared that the small family had perished. On Thursday morning, Sprenkel's father, Stefan, called the university to report that his daughter had managed to contact him. She told him she and her family were fine, although like many quake survivors, they were sleeping outdoors because of the aftershocks. Through a university spokeswoman, Sprenkel expressed gratitude for his daughter's safety and noted the difficulty of what comes next. "They've survived the earthquake, and now if they can survive the aftermath, then we're all good," he said. "What's going on in Port-au-Prince is just unimaginable." Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
President Obama wants to impose a 10-year fee on the nation's largest financial firms to recoup billions of dollars in bailout funds.
"Our goal is not to punish Wall Street firms, but rather to prevent the abuse and excess that nearly caused the collapse of many of these firms in the financial system itself."
At the White House today, the president said the proposal reaffirms the government's promise to hold banks and other companies accountable to taxpayers. The initiative requires congressional approval. Well-known Muslim clerics in Yemen declare today that if foreign powers send troops to Yemen, it'll trigger a holy war. The announcement came as Yemen said it was in a state of war with al-Qaeda. NPR's Peter Kenyon has this from Sana'a.
State media today quoted security officials as saying that Yemen is involved in an open war with al-Qaeda elements and warning Yemenis not to shelter wanted militants. Prominent Muslim clerics, meanwhile, announced their total rejection of U.S. military bases in Yemen and their opposition to any foreign troops in the country. When Sheikh Arif Sabri announced at a Sana'a mosque that any foreign invasion must be met by force from all believing Muslims, he was interrupted by loud shouts of support. The clerics' warning comes as Washington moves to rapidly increase its military aid to Yemen. The U.S. has also assisted in Yemeni airstrikes against al-Qaeda operatives, who claimed responsibility for the Christmas Day attempted plane attack in the U.S. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sana'a.
This is NPR News. A suicide bomber has killed as many as 20 people, including children, and wounded more than a dozen others in a busy market district of central Afghanistan. According to the Associated Press, the Uruzgan province's police chief says the assailant may have been targeting a meeting of NATO and Afghan officials as well as tribal elders. In the U.S., the latest figures on consumer spending are disappointing. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
While December retail sales were expected to grow considerably less than in November, few thought they would drop. But the Commerce Department says that's what happened. It says retail and food service sales fell 0.3%. Excluding motor vehicles and parts, sales were down 0.2%. Upward revisions to prior month sales took away some of the sting. Still, the results were much worse than anticipated. There was strength in service station sales due to higher gasoline prices, and furniture sales were up modestly, but there was broad weakness in other areas. Sales of electronic goods fell 2.6%. Food and beverage sales were down 0.8%. Clothing sales, 0.6%. For all of last year, overall sales fell 6.2%, biggest drop since 1992. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
New unemployment claims have risen again. The Labor Department reports 11,000 more Americans filed for jobless insurance for the first time last week. Economists had predicted an increase of 3,000. One reason for the higher-than-expected surge, people hired only for seasonal work in retail and other industries are out of a job again. At last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 40 at 10,721. This is NPR.